Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Athletic director of the University of Maryland, Ask the AD, is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers. And he joins us every Thursday. He's Jim Smith. Jim, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you, as always.
And just to clarify, I'm Bob, he's Vinny, so we'll move forward here.
appreciate the intro again. Yeah, so I'll get it right one of these times.
Trust me, my wife always forgets my name, Jim Smith, and it's usually an expletive followed either way. But 3-0 start for Maryland, and there was some skepticism, and, you know, let's be honest, we were kind of like concerned anyway. I was going into the year, but three wins, very convincing wins at that. How has the 3-0 start resonated with the student section? Because obviously they're huge in regards to generating fan interest. So how has the 3-0 start at least brought some more interest into the program that might not have been there a month ago?
No, I think it's brought great energy all the way through campus and through the fan base. I think people are really excited about what they've seen both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And you could see that in the student turnout in all three of our games. They've been amazing and looking forward to, you know, coming back in a couple of weeks and doing it all again when we host Washington. So, you know, the energy's been great. You know, the games, you know, we've handled our business at home really well, both in football, but really with all our sports. You know, we're 14-1-1 at home. So we are defending College Park in all our sports. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that in football and all our sports.
Now, with Malik Washington, and a lot of hubbub, he's from Glen Burnie, went to Archbishop Spalding. He committed to Maryland, signed with Maryland. Obviously, he stuck around and had faith in Mike Locksley. His performance, he's what, the highest graded freshman quarterback in the country through the first three games. You were at Ohio State. You know the Big Ten landscape on the road, Jim. Maryland has not fared well against Wisconsin historically. From what you know of the young man and how Locks is going to get him coached up, how do you think he'll respond to the national TV road environment with Maryland underdogs in this game?
I think you're going to see the exact same guy you've seen in the first three games, right? For as young as he is, he's incredibly professionally mature. He handles the adversity when it happens like a pro. I'm excited to see him go into Camp Randall, tough place to play. But like I said, in week one, when we first did our first interview together, and you know, it was going to be really exciting to see what game one was going to look like. Well, now it's going to be really exciting to see what game one in the Big Ten looks like. Put it on national TV, on NBC. We feel really good about the week of practice. And really just excited to get out there and make it happen in Wisconsin. You know, 11 a.m. local start, so that'll be interesting as well. Just excited to see it all come together.
Now, Jim, I watched the Alabama-Wisconsin game last week, and I watched some of Wisconsin before because I wanted to get a feel for what the Badgers would bring to the Terps. Now, defensively, they're going to be good. You know, and I feel real good about the Maryland defense going up against Wisconsin's offense, whether it's Edwards or O'Neal. Hopefully it's O'Neal because he'll throw some picks. You know, whereas I'm really – can the O-line hold up, you know, and can they get a – can the Terps have a run game? I don't want Malik in that environment have to drop back and throw it 40 times.
It wouldn't be ideal. I think the plan is use the run game however they give it to us, right? I think you're going to see we're going to try to establish the run. Lox has talked about that in just about every week. We want to continue to establish the run. You guys have been following Big Ten football a long time. The run game is really important. We feel really good about where we are with our starters on the offensive line. Same thing on the defensive line. You know, field position is going to be really important in this mm-hmm. game. And if you look at our special teams, I like where they're going to put us from a field position standpoint. So, you know, we can win the battle up front, win the battle of field position. I think we come home victorious.
Jim, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. That's kind of because they're not a big offensive output team. And I think that'll be big. And I think the other thing big for you guys will be, Jim, to not get down early. And when the crowd, you know, if the Terps can get up early and take the crowd out of it a little bit, that would be big.
I think you're going to see a little bit of a back and forth game. These are both good Big Ten teams looking, you know, and really looking forward to seeing how we play in conference play. So I think you'll see, you're right, it's not going to be the highest scoring game. But, you know, I think we're going to be able to score some points. I think people will be surprised at what we've got and what we've got planned.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ask the AD, sponsored by the Green Turtle, here on this Total Request Thursday. But staying with college football more from a procedural point of view, the college football transfer portal window closed, I guess, for the spring. What does this mean in regards to the shuffle off to Buffalo or shuffle off to College Park, Ann Arbor, and everything that goes along with it, where it's hard to keep track of rosters nowadays in all collegiate sports, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's the new reality of where we are in collegiate sports. When the portal opens, you know, you're seeing a lot of young men and women go into it just to see if they can get a better opportunity somewhere else. That's the system that's been created. You look, if you truly did the math, and I haven't done the math, but I'm going to estimate and say between 40 and 60% of college football rosters are probably new. And I think that with a few exceptions in there. But when you see that much turnover, it really does come down to how quick your coaches can get you ready for play. And I really like it, the job our coaches have done to get us ready to play with a lot of new faces wearing Maryland Terp gear. So, you know, and the one thing we didn't talk about, I know I'm flipping it back to us, but how good our defense has been. Mm-hmm. Right? 7 interceptions, 10 sacks, a really good bend but don't break mentality. You know, I like that going into Big Ten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play.
Hey, Jim, I'll just say this. You guys beat the Badgers on Saturday. Your job would be a lot easier putting butts in the stands against Washington.
Well, look, I think it always helps to win. There is no question about that. And look, I think everybody knows we're very confident. We're going to Wisconsin with a very businesslike mindset and what we're going to accomplish. And that's what I liked about this young team. I mean, I watched, and I know we played Towson, but they got off the bus, and it was all business in their face. And I love that. And I think you're going to see it again in Wisconsin, and we're going to see it throughout the whole year. There will be no one who we play we're going to change our approach to. It's going to be all business all the time for this football team.
Same with Jim Smith. He's all business all the time. Jim, we appreciate your time every Thursday. We're about a month away from basketball starting. We're talking about new teams. Buzz Williams has a completely new coaching staff. Buster Predapreet has got a big verbal commitment. I know you can't talk about that. So we got that coming up in the next few weeks. But Maryland, Wisconsin, here on The Fan. Jim, enjoy your trip to Madison, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Hey, Bob, how come you never asked me for a song?
It's Total Request Thursday.
It's Total Request Thursday, but you never asked me.
Well, pump it up. Your pick. Let's go. What are you jamming to?
All right, Beautiful Day by U2.
There you go. U2, Beautiful Day. Jim Smith, appreciate it. I love it. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Jim Smith ready to rock, Nolan. Beautiful Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.